Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The Bearded Duck Dynasty guys, all the way from the woods. I mean, God has so blessed them. And you know, it's just such an authentic appears to be, you know, folks who just love God and are not going to compromise on their profession of faith. And if you've missed Duck Dynasty, there's a reason why it is so popular. It's because it is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is just hilarious. And but what's so cool about it, these are a Christian family, that extended family too, not just immediate, that been blessed with God's blessed their business, and they're perceived millionaires based off of a whistle,
yeah, right.
A duck call, and these poor ducks, right? Like, man, don't listen to any of that's not real ducks. That's not real ducks. You're going down if you respond to that whistle.
Right.
And but they end every one of their hilarious programs, shows, or whatever, with just acknowledging God, eating around a table as a family, and not only just praying to God, but praying and thanking Jesus. And from what I understand, originally they edited out Jesus and the father.
Bill.
The Kentamites, you know what I'm saying? They're just into the camouflage shoes.
We're like this.
Yeah, right. And he said, don't think so.
He wasn't going to do it.
He wasn't going to do it because, and this is, you got to stand up for God and his son, Jesus Christ. Understand the only way to God is through Jesus. You deny Jesus, you've denied eternity with God. There's no other way to God.
Sure.
And I just love that. But listen, this is CBN News, and they're sharing about what happened with him, but also the testimony of Phil, and we can so relate to his journey. Listen up.
Lee.
Had a show about a somewhat eccentric family, their Christian faith, and duck calls as cable TV's top-rated reality show. The season finale of Duck Dynasty even beat out American Idol with young viewers. Jennifer Wishon sat down with the stars of Duck Dynasty, Willie and Corey Robertson.
Meet the Robertson clan. They turned duck calls into a multi-million dollar empire.
The shenanigans of the bearded Robertson men and their pretty wives as they run the family duck call business send viewers flocking to their televisions.
It was so fast we didn't have time to really pay attention to what was happening and how big it was, and I think you kind of get there and you're like, holy cow.
Willie and Corey run the business and were CBN's guests at this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Each episode of Duck Dynasty ends with the family praying and breaking bread together.
I think that's the most important thing about the show, and, you know, we absolutely love that the A&E cut that in the show and allow people to see that part about our family, because, you know, at the end of the day, it is all about sitting down and thanking God for your blessings. Hopefully it's a message to Hollywood that America wants more of that because of the reception that we've gotten. I mean, we hear it all over the place that they love that part of the show.
The Robertson family almost took a different path when Father Phil struggled with alcohol and caring for his young family.
He wasn't just away from the Lord, he was just horribly away, and so he did a bunch of horrible things that were just terrible. And, you know, for my mom to stick with him through all that was incredible.
At one point, while on a drinking binge, he told Miss Kay to take their children and leave. She did, but eventually, Phil came back.
Yes!
He really just went 100% for the Lord and started reading his Bible every day and wanted to teach and wanted to preach and really wanted to turn that around. And so it's very impactful for us as kids to see that type of change. You know, that faith ended up being what was the best thing about our show, I think, was the faith that he brought. And so, you know, instilled that in us, and then we instilled it in our families. And I think that's how it's supposed to work.
Here comes Willie. Here he goes.
Now it's hard for any of the Robertsons to go anywhere without being recognized. They say their godly values help keep them grounded. Their recipe for success is faith, family, and ducks, and people can't get enough of it. As for the beards and long hair,
I was telling Dad in the airport, I said, well, you know, whenever we get done with this, we can always just shave our beards and cut our hair, and we'll be able to walk through, and no one will know who you are. So we have that out.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News.
That's great. Pat, I understand they were big stars at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. Know. The president wanted to meet them.
That's so good that seeing these guys. You got to go to the VFN Torch and watch this video. I just look at these guys and I laugh. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're a mess.
And, of course, we do that with each other, too. So I guess that it's just something. Yeah. I don't know. But you got to see, it's actually on A&E. And it's something you can watch without, you know, your family can watch. You don't have to worry about being sad. But they have some fun with it. And you might not learn the work ethic. It's one thing you probably won't learn the work ethic.
No, not at all.
But the truth is, they're obviously playing around. They've got people working behind the scenes, building the product and all that. And but it's hilarious. You got to check it out. It's on A&E, it's Duck Dynasty. You can just check your programming near you. And let's support those who stand up for God. And like they said, that maybe this will show those who are in media that this is where America wants to go, because they beat their ratings, beat out all these different popular whatevers, and just good, funny humor and loving, and not all overly religious, and just freedom in God, and pretty hilarious. The Psy moments,
Psyisms.
Oh, totally.
That's a fact check.
Now, and also in regards to Psy, you might have to explain to your children, well, I think he's just playing around, or he has issues that happened in Vietnam. We're not sure.
Yeah, something.
He tripped over his green.
You know, he's actually married. I couldn't believe it when I heard that.
To a person?
A woman.
For
a long time.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's just probably just funny. He's one of those uncles. You know what I'm saying? This is Uncle Psy.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.